Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We start in Carolina. Now, I said earlier the Carolina Panthers were getting points. They are not. They are laying points, which is something I do not understand. Hosting the Arizona Cardinals. Panthers minus two, Panthers minus 125 on the money line, Cardinals plus two, total set at 43 and a hook. Chelsea, what in the world is going on here? Why are the Panthers laying two?
Because the Cardinals are bad too, especially that defense. I do think that Carolina can probably put some points on the Cardinals here, but still, I think I'm going to take the points with the Cardinals, although this is not going to be one of my best plays because the line is going against me, as this one was 1.5 just yesterday. It has moved to 2 with some money coming in on the home team. I think the big question mark here is what's going on with Christian McCaffrey. I think he's missed 2 straight days of practice, which sometimes we'll see with veterans and guys who get especially banged up, and sometimes it's just precautionary, and sometimes they will still play and, you know, not have anything wrong with them. But still, that is a huge part of the Carolina offense. So I think it's probably not going to be on my best bets, but still would lean towards the Cardinals here. Traditionally, they have been way better on the road. And yeah, I think it's, I don't even want to say a buy low spot because it's still a bad team in the Cardinals, but the Panthers ain't great either. So I'll go with the Cardinals getting the points.
I'm taking the Cardinals and the points. It's going to be one of my pick six plays on this show, later on in this show. I don't get it. And sometimes you have to go against the money. You have to go against what people are saying. Look, someone's on Carolina, or this line would not have moved the way it has moved, where you're getting even more value, I believe, on Arizona. Matt Rhule is on the hot seat for a reason. And I love Matt Rhule as a college coach. I do not like him as a pro coach. He has not gotten it done. And Baker Mayfield is putting up some of the worst numbers of his career. So you shut down Christian McCaffrey, you can shut down the Panthers. I said the Cardinals were not going to be great this season. They haven't been, but they are better than Carolina. So give me the Cards plus the 2. Broncos at the Raiders. The Raiders laying 2.5 points. The Raiders minus 150 on the money line. The Broncos plus 125. The total set at 45 and a hook in Las Vegas, where dreams are won and lost. One man stood above all others, willing to eat a spicy sandwich that bared his own name. Russell Wilson. I'm so glad you told me about that TikTok that he made for Subway, which has now been taken down because it was creepy. But I am going Broncos money line here. And again, I'm going against the money. I see a lot of people on the Raiders to get their first win of the season. The trends do not favor the Broncos. They're 1-8 against the number in the last 9 meetings between these two teams, Chelsea. But that Broncos defense is no joke. If the Broncos offense can get anything at all going, and I think they do under Russ this weekend, they win this game.
I think this game is a coin flip, and so I'm staying away from it. Honestly, I could see either side winning because the trump card for the Raiders is that they do have a prolific offense through the air. Derek Carr can at least put up some yards. Davante Adams wasn't even that big of a factor in their last game. In fact, it was somebody else. I think it was Mac Hollins or somebody that went off and had a huge game. So I think that the Raiders can put up some points. At some point, do you think we see some life from this Broncos offense? If there's any time to do it, it's probably against this secondary for the Raiders, who's given up a ton of points. So maybe we see some life from Russell Wilson and company. Because at some point, I think as a guy who was a new quarterback in a new system under a new head coach, that it was going to be a slow start. And we saw that. But at some point, I do think that we see a better version of Russell Wilson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I agree, and Russ said as much after last week's game, that thin win that they had against the Niners. What was the final in that game? 11-10 was like baseball score. But Russ was saying, look, we have a Super Bowl caliber defense. All I have to do is get more accustomed to this playbook, more accustomed to the talent and receivers around me, and we're going to be cooking. I think he's right. That's why I like the Broncos in Vegas on Saturday. Let's head to Lambeau Field. Patriots visiting the Packers. The Packers laying 9.5 points. That was Packers minus 10 early in the week, so we've seen some Patriots money come in. Packers minus 500 on the money line at BetMGM. The Patriots plus 375. Total set at 40. The Pats 0-4-1 against the number in their last five road games and playing without Mac Jones in this one. But this is a lot of points, Chelsea.
Yeah, I think the X factor is Mac Jones has been back at the practice facility and he's really pushing to play. But after what we saw last night, and I know that Mac Jones does not have a concussion, but still, do you think watching a game last night makes some of these quarterbacks reconsider pushing for themselves to come back from injury even quicker? Because I think that's the bottom line. I saw another tweet from like an unnamed veteran Patriots player that said, love Mac Jones, tough, tough guy. He's hurting pretty good. Hope everyone's smart about this. It's a long season. So I think Mac Jones probably wants to play, but I don't think he will. And I think that's why the line is at 9.5, because instead we'll be getting Brian Hoyer.
I want to see Bailey Zappe, right? Western Kentucky. I think I said Akron earlier this week, but now I'm almost positive it's Western Kentucky. I want to see Bailey Zappe, but I would lay the points. I'm not going to bet this game, but this has blowout written all over it to me. Even if Mac Jones plays, I would even call that best case scenario a high ankle sprain, Chelsea. Not only is it super painful, it takes forever to get over. So why shoehorn him into that lineup? Oh, this is going to be a good one. Sunday night football. Chiefs at the Bucs. We've seen this spread go back and forth a little bit, vacillate both ways. Bucs now laying one. Bucs are minus 110 on the money line. So are the Chiefs. Total set for 45 and a hook. Have you seen the NBC promo where the guy's singing the Neil Young song? I was a lot like you, man. And they show Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, the old versus the new. I'm on the Bucs here, minus one.
Yeah, I like the Bucs at home here, especially since now that we know they are playing this game in Tampa, because there was questions that they were going to have to move this game to Minnesota. Instead, the Bucs get home cooking, a place in which they've been really good at winning games and also covering numbers. So I like Tom Brady in this spot here. And I think the difference is going to be the defense, because the Bucs defense is one of the best in the NFL. And I feel like maybe Patrick Mahomes might still have some demons from that Super Bowl. I know I do, because I was on the over and Patrick Mahomes couldn't score a single damn touchdown. So I think that maybe the Bucs can get some pressure on him and make him look a little human, and also keep him under his passing yards prop. I think that that's probably the way to go. And also the Bucs, don't they get Mike Evans back for this one too?
They sure do. That's going to be huge for Tommy and the Bucs. I'm with you. That Bucs defense is no joke. They look like the Bucs defense from 2 years ago. That's why I'm on Tommy and Tampa. Finally, Monday Night Football, Rams at the Niners. Niners laying a point and a half. Niners minus 125 on the money line total set at BetMGM at 42 and a half. Chelsea, where are you going?
Yeah, this is a tough one. I think that I am leaning towards the Rams in a teaser. But I don't know. We shall see come Monday night. But I don't know. It feels like the Rams are being disrespected.
I initially thought that. I think I am on the Niners here, just because for some reason, Kyle Shanahan always steps it up against Sean McVay and the Rams. The Rams are 0-5 against the number in their last five meetings. That Niners defense is no joke. I think they slow down the Rams enough and cover this number, a short number at minus 1.5.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.